How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and we are going to, do episode 3. This is episode 3. It's not the third installment that you will have heard, but it is official episode, weekly episode 3. Now, we're going to get into this. This is, again, still from Granching High. This is from my earlier years. Not as much horror stories. I know that's kind of maybe an exaggeration when you hear some of these stories like, man, what is this dude talking about? So just bear with me. They're building, and I've got a, like 15 listener stories or friend stories or family stories or things I found. Just trust me. We've got content even that is going to be horror story enough. These are my experiences. This is how I'm going to feel about them. I'm going to stop introducing the podcast every episode. So now, here we go. So again, we are round 16, maybe. Yeah, probably 16, 17. This is probably one of my first years being a waiter. At some point, I did get a promotion? To waiter, which really meant that sometimes I would host, sometimes, which also meant when you're a host, you do the takeout, whether that be on the phone doing the takeout orders, doing the walk-ins, going in the back and packing the takeout orders, or, you know, doing some of the busing. Anyway, so now I also got to do waiting, serving, whatever. So I'm there doing my thing, and this family comes in, and they sit down, and I mentioned, hi, I'm David, I'll be your waiter. What can I get you guys today? And they were like, okay, so we're going to go see a movie, and it starts in about half an hour, and it's about 10 minutes away, so we have 20 minutes to eat. And I was like, okay. They're like, what can we do? What can we eat that will make get us in and out of here? And I was like, the chow mein, you know, we make in store, you know, because we make it daily, but then in mass and keep it in like a buffet table, nice and hot, ready to serve. You know, some of the fried rices, some of those really simple stir fry dishes. You cannot get steamed anything, steamed dumplings, steamed bao, like steamed minced pork roll, veggie bun. You can't, none of that. You can't have that. Those take 20 minutes or more. So I didn't say it like that. So I said, okay, well, we can do something very simple, stir fry, some chow mein, some hot sour soup, or, you know, unfortunately, we can't do anything steamed like dumplings or anything like that. First thing she orders. Okay, so we'll start with the dumplings. Okay, so you have 20 minutes to eat. They take 20 minutes to make. By the time I get back there, we'll be down about 18 minutes of your available time. Are you going to take them? Are you going to eat them in the theater like fucking popcorn? Because that would be awesome. Not even going to lie. Some little pork bows, just popping them while you're watching a movie in the theater. That'd be awesome. Anyway, so with the pan-fried dumplings, RIP. Okay, get over it. Get over it. They're gone. They're not coming back, at least not for a while. Get over it. I've got memories. Anyway, first thing she did is I recommended against it, and she was like, well, I think it'll be fine. And I was like, okay, apparently, since you know what you're talking about, and you asked me originally what you needed, whatever. Okay. So they got some other things that are going to be just fine. Those other things come out in 10 minutes. They sit there and they eat their food like they're maniacs because they got to get out of here. And the woman stops me after 10 minutes, like as I'm giving them their food, or I'm sorry, yeah, as I'm giving them their food. And they go, excuse me, you ordered some dumplings? And I was like, I said, I know we still have about 10 minutes on those because they take 20 minutes. And I tried to advise against getting those. But, you know, when they come up, I'll just have a minute to go container so you can just take them and go. Say, oh, I really was wanting to have those first. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This was not said. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll give them to you to go. Enjoy your movie. That was me, 16-year-old. I don't know what I'm doing. Me, okay? So I'm like, are you kidding me? You ordered the one thing I told you not to order. The one thing I told you not to order. Don't listen to me. I'm just a kid. I haven't worked here for two plus years already. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Pardon me, ma'am. With a question right off the bat, who apparently should know the answer anyway, because you know the dumplings are going to be ready in 10 minutes, apparently, right? Should I say apparently more in 30 seconds? All right. That was kind of like it for that one. It was just, are you kidding me? I told you, you have 20 minutes. We're going right to the lesson, okay? This might be a shorter episode. I thought that story was going to take a little bit longer, but apparently not. Our lesson for the day, always, is, and I talked about this in the pet peeves rant, so if you didn't hear that, you're going to hear it. If you heard it, you're going to hear it again. If you didn't hear it, you're going to hear it now. And then when you go back to listen to that, if you do, you're going to hear it there too. So if a place says they're closing at 9 o'clock and you're walking up diddly widdly, like, hey, I'm about to get me some food, and it's 5 minutes to close. Wait, that's not, we did that last episode. I total tangent. What a fucking jackass. Look, if you have to be somewhere, don't go to a dine-in restaurant. It's that simple. The waiter can tell you whatever they want. They can tell you what they think is going to happen, but then some shit might go down and that might not happen the way you need it to happen in order to get to where you need to go. This shouldn't be a surprise. If you've ever dined out, especially on like a weekend night, oh, the rest of the world's out, having dinner and a movie? Shit, well, I only got 20 minutes to catch this movie. I just got last C4. Sit down, eat some popcorn. Get to that movie 20 minutes early. Eat some popcorn. I don't care what you do. Get those damn dumplings and then sneak them into the theater. But don't complain to me when they take 20 minutes after I told you they take 20 minutes. If you have an agenda, don't dine out. If you have somewhere to be and you're like, I got 40 minutes and then I got to go do this really important thing or a really timely thing, something that's going to happen 40 minutes from now, I'll just go to a restaurant. It'll be fine. It won't be fine unless you're driving through McDonald's. It won't be fine because the waiter's going to tell you something. You're going to go, yep, I get it. And do what they advised against anyway. And then get pissed because exactly what the waiter told you what happened just happened. It's not difficult. I'm horrible at math. But if you say I've got to be somewhere in 20 minutes, I don't think, where can I sit down and have myself a good hot meal in 20 minutes? You're not getting it unless you go to McDonald's and there's no one there and you get your food and then you don't care how hot it is and you shove that shit down your throat and you don't care. That's the only way you're going out to eat 20 minutes before you're going to see a movie. I'm telling you right now. Okay? If you have to catch a plane, don't be a fucking moron and then get pissed because whatever you wanted wasn't ready, and you gotta leave in 2 minutes because you're gonna miss your damn flight because you're a damn jackass. Okay? These lessons that I teach aren't difficult lessons. Like I said, that one's simpler math than any math I've ever done, ever, or do for my 2 to 3 year old classroom. I don't know. Just, you could, if you want to email me and tell me, well, I should be able to get what I want the time I want it, then you go ahead and email me and tell me that all you want. But then you go out into the real world and try to have that happen. Nope. Okay? shit happens how and however it happens. It just happens, okay? That was it. This is a really short episode. This really should have had a second story. Maybe I should think of one on the spot. You know, maybe I'll just tell you about a couple of fun customers. There's definitely, I had a customer who owned a bar, and you could tell they owned a bar. Actually, you know what? We're not going to go there. They were really nice, and they tipped really well, but you could smell it and you could see it all the time. But they were awesome, even when I went to drop off delivery again. But that was about it. This was a failed ending to what was supposed to be a longer podcast, but it ended up not being that long. Well, next time we're going to have a longer episode for you, and it'll be funny and interesting. But seriously, the best part of this was the lesson. Stop. Think. Don't go out if you are going to need to be somewhere. Like, okay, lunch break. You got a half hour. Don't go 10 minutes away. Want to sit down at the bar and have a burger and fries that take 10 minutes and then expect to eat in 5 minutes and get back in negative 15 seconds. So, All right, guys. Sorry for the shorter episode. I thought it was going to be a little bit longer. It's not. I said all that earlier. But I hope everybody, honestly, is staying safe. I hope you're staying home. I hope you're, if you have to go out, you go out as minimally as possible and only one person at a time. That would be wonderful. And I would say thank the people. Thank the essential employees. All of them. All of them. From retail to medical. Just thank them. They're there for you. The least you could do is not be there for them. If you understand what I'm saying. Myself, I had to go out today. I did have to go out today. I went and picked stuff up. You know when the last time I went out was? 8 days ago was the last time I left this house to go shopping for anything. I shopped enough for that to happen again. Why? It's called flattening the curve. Trying to decrease exposure. So just thank the people who are out there increasing their own exposure, risking their own health and some of them their own sanity, their mental health. Because some of these customers still aren't grateful for all the stuff that you are doing. I thanked so many people today while I was out. I read somewhere that somebody was upset about being thanked, like they were done being thanked for being for doing their job, that they have to go there or they're gonna get fired. Well, that's that you're still doing you doing your job, that's what they're thanking you for. Yeah. Okay, maybe you hate it. But we're thanking you for pushing through. And, you know, I know that you're probably holding out of that this job if you hate it so much because you don't think you're going to be able to find one for a little while. But you know what? You need ya. It's important. And we appreciate it. If you get thanked a lot, just be grateful that these aren't people who are tearing you a new asshole because they missed out on the last thing of toilet paper or the last loaf of bread or something. And, you know, they need to get 4 things of Mountain Dew instead of just 2. So just everybody just needs to be very accepting and thankful of others' kindness and social distance. And just we got to get along. We'll get through it. It's going to take a while, but we can do this. And because of our essential employees, we can do this. So again, thank you to all essential employees from retail to medical. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you stopping by and listening to the podcast. Again, if you're a return listener, if you're new, welcome. Thank you. I appreciate all of it. If you want to DM me any of your horror stories, whether they be about awesome customers, about shitty managers, teammates, policies, paranormal stuff. I want to hear it all. If it's a good story, I want to hear it. or read it. If you DM me, go ahead and type that shit out. Be much easier. Will be much easier. I'd love to hear your voice or whatnot at some point. We'll do that. But for now, I'd like to read them verbatim. So to give me a story, you can just at CSHS podcast anywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also, you can, if you don't have any of those platforms, if you don't want to use any of those platforms, you can email your stories or whatever, suggestions of topics, just to say hello, whatever. You can DM me those too. But if you need to email me, cshspodcast@gmail.com. So thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out. Thank you, all of you essential employees, for going out there and doing what you do for us to be able to do what we need to do to get this thing done. Everybody, have a great night.